NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You dumped your WorldCom stock in time, didn't you?
Yes, my stock is in the Safeway.
How is Washington going to respond if bankruptcy and corporate meltdowns keep coming like this?
Well, it's really interesting what's happening here right now. Over the weekend, the president called in his weekly radio address on Congress to pass the bill, which is now in conference committee between the House and Senate, the bill to regulate corporations before they go out for August recess. Now, that gets on the wrong side of some conservative Republicans who are saying that the whole problem in the market last week was the prospect of a regulatory bill out of Washington. They say that after the president made his reassuring remarks, after Alan Greenspan made his reassuring remark, after there was good news from various sectors of the economy, the market continued to fall, and that was because of fear of regulation. Clearly, the president is not buying that argument. Alan Blinder, a former member of the Federal Reserve, had an op-ed in the New York Times yesterday saying that the markets, it's just the opposite, that they are eager for some discipline from Washington, that they're like bad children who need their parents to rein them in, and that they're waiting for the bill to pass in order to get back to where the markets need to be. There's a big split among House Republicans on this. The Speaker, Denny Hastert, appears to be ready to go with the more regulatory bill passed by the Senate by a vote of 97 to nothing. But some conservative Republicans in the House, led by the chairman of the Financial Services Committee, Michael Oxley, are fighting that, saying, no, let's not go with that much regulation. Most Republicans are saying, we just want to go home saying we've done something, and the president seems to be agreeing with them.
Well, we've talked before about President Bush's concern that he'll falter the way his father did. Is that why he's in support of regulation?
Well, there are two messages that this George Bush took from his father's regime, and one is don't ignore the economy, and the other is don't ignore your political base. And those could be in conflict here, because the political base, conservative Republicans, are opposed to stronger regulation of corporations, but the economy might be crying out for it. And when you get to a choice of the two, go with the economy.
Do the Democrats believe they can make something out of the disruption in the economy?
Well, sure they do, and they're making a lot of noise, as we've talked before, about the president's and vice president's own financial dealings. But the Democrats have some problems of their own here. One is that the Democrats hold the Senate, and any time an incumbent party looks at polls that show that the country is going off in the wrong direction as opposed to being on the right track, that's bad for incumbents of all stripes. And right now, that's what the polls are showing, that people do think the country is going in the wrong direction. But even more illustrative, over the weekend, there were several interesting newspaper articles by Democrats which show the difficulties within the Democratic Party. Senator Joseph Lieberman from Connecticut wrote in the New York Times, don't rein in stock options for corporations, which is one of the things that some other Democrats have been saying is a good idea. Robert Rubin, the former Secretary of the Treasury, said some of the things that need to be done are budget discipline and increasing free trade. There are lots of Democrats against free trade. The old economist from the Kennedy days, John Kenneth Galbraith, said, well, no, what we need to do is spend more on families, infrastructure, have cuts in payroll taxes paid for by putting estate and corporate taxes into the Social Security Trust Fund. I mean, these are all very different ideas coming from different stripes of Democrats, and it shows that they can make a lot of noise about this issue, but whether they can come up with a solution is a big question.
Is it all just politics, or is there a real economic problem facing the country?
Well, they're connected to each other. It's certainly real that the S&P 500 will not be back where it was until 2011, even if starting today it grows at 7% a year. It's real that $11 billion went out of the markets on Friday, and it's real that their oil prices are up and the dollar is down. But there are other signs that the economy is really good, and inventories are up, manufacturing's up, the housing market is good, unemployment is better. But as long as people believe it's bad, it can be a cycle that just perpetuates itself, and consumer confidence goes down, and then the economy does go down, and it could take a long time to come back.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.